The National Center for Appropriate Technology has partnered with the Farmer Vet Coalition to bring together the first ever Armed to Farm workshop for veterans. The weekend-long event is one of many similar events being rolled out across the nation. Terrell Spencer, or Spence as he is usually called, is the local man in charge of the workshop. Spence is himself an Iraqi veteran turned poultry farmer. He speaks with experience and from the heart about the impact that veterans could have on farming in our nation.
2 million vets have been involved over the past decade in the two wars that we have fought or are still fighting. And we've got this dwindling farmer population. The average age of the American farmer you always hear is mid-50s, pushing 60. And we've got guys that are used to hard work. They enjoy teamwork. They enjoy working outside. They're indomitable in a lot of ways, and just really trying to get these guys plugged in.
The workshop begins Friday night with lectures from a University of Arkansas soil scientist and Marine veteran, as well as presentations on the business side of farming. Saturday and Sunday, vets will visit local farms, such as Mason Creek Farm, and Spence's own Across the Creek Farm. Guests will stay at Mount Sequoia and will be fed by Chef David Lewis of Brick House Kitchen, who will be cooking the veterans' locally produced meats and vegetables from the farms that they visit. This is a chance for veterans to learn firsthand from experienced farmers.
But at the end of this, we hope to have at least equipped all these guys that are interested in sustainable livestock production to kind of prime the pump. They'll get to walk with producers and ask questions. They'll get to see our mistakes. We're being very honest. There's going to be some mistakes that normally I wouldn't show people, just areas that I've really messed up on.
According to Spence, 13% of Arkansans are veterans, partly retirees, but also from the current war. 40% of those are living in rural communities.
At any given moment, there's a large group of Arkansans, fighting in Afghanistan or Iraq for the past decade. So we'd really like to serve those local guys and start knitting a community of young and beginning farmers.
The workshop isn't limited to Arkansans. Spence says that vets are coming from both the east and west sides of the nation.
We've got guys coming from the Wounded Warrior Battalion in Hawaii that are flying out. And they're by and large infantrymen that were wounded in Afghanistan. We've got some vets coming from the East Coast that were severely, severely wounded. It really speaks to the character of these guys, specifically a young man from the East Coast is coming out. And I mean, he's actually started farming, that's one thing that we're really tapping into is that spirit of the veteran.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.